offense to humanity.
Showing happiness upon the birth of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, rejoicing and expressing happiness, this is a sign of a true believer. And no doubt, when we show happiness and express this joy upon hearing about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's birth, then we will attain blessings in both worlds. So much so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not even deprive a disbeliever for showing happiness. Yes, it is mentioned somebody saw Abu Lahab, a staunch enemy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in a dream after he had died. He said, "I am in terrible pain, but every Monday, through this finger of mine, I receive water, by means of which I attain some relief." And this was that same finger, the scholars say, that he freed his slave girl Suwayba with, when she came and told him about the birth of his nephew, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Think about it. He showed happiness upon the birth of his nephew, not upon the Prophet of Allah. If we as believers show happiness upon the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet of Allah, the beloved of Allah, then imagine the blessings that we will receive in this world, and more importantly, in the hereafter as well.